is, on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 is the best game they've ever put out there, the best quality of overall product they've ever done, okay. And 1 is the worst. It's like a 5 or 6 to me.
Probably a 5 leaning towards a 4 in week 1. There are a lot of junk games.
But I mean, just don't even just isolate
you're
down
to week overall.
1. I'm just saying writ large, NFL football in 2024 is what for you?
I like
is
offense.
Is it better than
so
it was in the 90s?
No, yeah, because I like offense. I watch games in the 90s, and I'm like, man, that seems like a lifetime ago as far as what teams tried to do. Like, I wish there was a little bit more hitting and stuff allowed on defense, certain things. I think things are over.
And you think the trade-off is worth it where we got rid of those things and what we replaced it with is better? Like the dynamic kickoff rule and
yes.
All? Yes, you do.
Like, if you wanted me to give you an example of a sport I watch that I think is significantly worse than it was in, like, the early 90s, it's basketball, pro basketball. I don't like it now. Like, I think the quality...
You liked it when the final score was 81-78
no,
more
no,
than...
No, I just think they've swung it so far in one direction that it's actually like a farce. But I don't... I guess I don't subscribe to the theory... Here's the thing I noticed with Steelers fans. Like, they'll invade, say, Jerry's chat. And it's not the Sarah J's and you know, people like that invading. It's like your Bill in L.A.'s. And they'll say, ugh.
Your Bill in L.A.
Yeah, there was a Bill in L.A. bit today. Where then the next question was, I was betting that Bill in L.A. would cite Kenny Pickett. Whatever. You'll get people who are like, I do miss the days where you'd have a good 16-13 or 13-10 game. Defense has been phased out of the league completely. And then it's like that same crowd when you get an 18-10 game or a 16-10 game. They go, God, that game was so boring. I don't even want to watch it. It was horrible. Like, I heard somebody call into Starkey today and say... The game was boring. Fields in that offense were boring. I didn't even really feel like I was watching anything that kept my attention. And it was a Steeler fan. So I think there's this like duality where people say, I miss defense as part of football. But also when they get a defensive struggle score, they're like, well, this sucks.
Donnie, you're an all-time ball lover. I mean, what do you think? Like, is this product as good as it's ever been? Does it make sense to you that they're doing... A number of viewers, unlike anything they've ever seen before to start a season? Is there that much interest in what's happening in the NFL and the sport's that good right now?
I don't know if it's that the sport is that good and is at that high of a level. The stranglehold that it has over viewers is amazing to me. I mean, and we bring it up with, quite frankly, now things that I love, just being a someone who just nerds out about it. I mean, you guys do the same thing, more so Pony. In these cases, but anything the NFL does gets people to watch. I mean, they got the freaking schedule release to be a primetime event. A schedule
that
release.
That was a massive event on our show. Pony was out, and you and I were leaking things like a bad faucet.
Is now a primetime event. I mean, the draft is viewed more than NHL and NBA playoff games it'll go up against by millions. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not even close. Like, it just has such a strong pulse on viewers where, like, they do stuff where they don't even have to try.
This reminds me of a problem I have with the way I eat, actually. One of the things I do here, this conversation. So, maybe you guys have the same problem. Did you guys eat at Chipotle?
I just did.
Yes.
2 days ago.
I don't think it's anywhere as good as it was a few years ago.
Okay.
I know that. Every time I go, I remind myself of that. But guess what?
I keep going.
What's that old Trump tweet where he said, like, the Diet Coke, the Coca-Cola company is mad at me. That's okay. I'll keep drinking that garbage.
It's not as good. There's not as much.
Oh, now
the quality
they
is not as high.
That the new CEO,
but
there's one of our promo people who said the new CEO is a new sheriff in town, and those portions have
but
gone
guess
right
what?
Back up.
There I was last night. Amanda's out of town.
And you're at the trough.
And I see it there, and I'm looking at it at the red light, and I'm like, you know what? The hell with it. That's where I'm going
to
get dinner tonight.
Did it call to you? Did the sign almost take on like a form of a person's
and
face?
I think that's pretty much what you're saying with the NFL. It has, like, we're sucked in. We're glued to it.
Consumed by every move.
We're chasing this NFL high, but I don't think the high is as good as it was. And I don't think it's one of those like nostalgic things where I'm like, you know what? When I was a teenager, when I was first in love with football or whatever, it was just better back then because that's my first like impressionable.
Your formative time.
Yeah,
right.
Exactly. I don't know. I just,
Do you think the league has swung so far towards quarterbacks being the only focus that it's actually ruined other good things?
No, I don't even know. I'm going to answer and say no, I don't think it's that, because the quarterback play this week wasn't good.
Well, the quarterback play was underwhelming. An explanation for why the ratings are so high, I think, could then be twofold, and it's maybe cynical, and it's not like a romanticized thing. How about just gambling in fantasy football? People are locked into these games because they're gambling on them now legally, and they're playing fantasy football.
I think that's a really good one.
I think that's
a tremendous one.
Yeah, I think that definitely plays a factor. And as silly as this is going to sound, the Chiefs specifically, we know why they can garner into a lot of younger female fans now. People will laugh and act like it's not a real thing, but it is.
The Taylor Swift effect.
It is. She's one of the most
famous.
You were
going to say the Andy Reid effect, the younger fans, the women just can't get enough of
them. Oh, I'm all in on the Andy Reid effect. I mean, but she is one of the most famous
person on the planet. She is the most famous entertainer on the planet.
Oh my God, she gave a presidential endorsement last night, and the people who got it went bananas for it. So, yeah, she has that much
sway. You think James Daniels liked it because it was with a cat? It was very cat-themed.
Oh, I'll tell you
what. He is a cat lover.
He is a free agent at the end of the year. I'll tell you where he ain't going.
He's not a cat guy.
Yeah, you're right. He downplayed that when we met him.
Where do you say he's not going?
I'm just saying he ain't going to end up in playing for the Bengals.
Daniels?
No, based on what got said last night.
They're eating the dogs, the people that came in. They're eating the cats.
They're eating the cats in Ohio.
I'm just trying to think of, like, if you and I a couple years ago had said, I can't wait to play a clip from a presidential debate where they're talking about eating dogs and eating
cats. Could you imagine if I came into work and I called in and I'm like, guys,
they're eating the dogs.
I can't come in today.
They're eating the cats.
A human being ate Cammy. I'm sorry.
I think Ace was like ready to take a bite out of her the first time he met her.
Unfortunately, I'm not going to be able to come in today. There was a band of ruffians in my neighborhood, and they ate Cammy.
That's like something you'd see in like a zombie movie, right? Like 28 days later, they start eating pets, and it's like a real shock to get the viewer like thrown off their...
I know a lot about Pennsylvania, and it's great. How's Joe Paterno? Are we going to bring that back, right? How about that whole deal? And we do love Penn State. Do we love Penn State? Mm-hmm. I mean, in all fairness?
In all fairness.
We love Penn State, but we love Pittsburgh, right?
Oh, man.
He went into, I saw parts of it. He started to do one of those, he's a big guy and he's a strong guy last night. Did you hear that?
No.
He was talking about, I think, the president of Hungary, and he goes, he's a strong guy, this president of Hungary.
We love Big Ben. Big Ben's a friend of mine. Big Ben's great. We play golf together. He once hit a shot that went dead right into a tree. It was a massive tree like this. The ball hit the tree so hard, I swear, I said, Ben, within 2 years, that tree is going to be dead. And you know what? 2 years later, I shouldn't say this because we have a lot of tree lovers here. But 2 years later, that tree was dead. He is a strong guy, and he's a good guy,
so,
too.
Donnie,
Big Ben.
Donnie, can you name the prime minister of Hungary?
Absolutely not.
His name is Viktor Orban.
He used
whatever.
To be a strong man. Like a legit strongman, I think.
Well, I think he kind of is now politically, too. That's how he's viewed. Not a big guy, though. Maybe, you know, he's Jersey Jerry big. He's only 5'9", and he's just a wide body. He's a low man wins
guy. He's like
kinda.
A Franco Colombo type.
He is a low man wins guy.
We have a lot of golf fans. And a lot of golfers. I can't imagine a golf ball killing a tree. I don't think it's possible.
Especially a massive tree like
no,
this.
No, I could see there's only one.
You think so?
Imagine,
a kill shot from a golf ball?
Say Malzi's on the tee, and somebody has planted a beautiful sapling for Jim, a guy who used to play leagues or something like that and passed away at the ripe old age of 89, right? And there's this little sapling. And I hit a screamer that doesn't get even 2 feet off the ground, and it rips right through that little sapling. Yes, my golf ball traveling at 155 miles an hour will kill that tree. You ain't firing a tree into an old-growth oak tree and killing it.
Breaking Steelers news, also breaking sex news here. At 3:15, time to get to Tom Fridays. Juicy steaks, meats, and more. We love those guys over at Tom's Fridays. I think they owe me some steaks.
Tom Fridays, yes. Or there was Tom's River, New Jersey?
There was a promise of some steaks, and I haven't gotten them yet. Not from Tom, but from maybe the person in the middle. I'm not blaming Tom.
You're blaming the intermediary.
Yes.
I'm trying to think who would be
So maybe if Tom would like to cut out the middleman and just...
cut some steaks.
Personally deliver them. That would be much appreciated. This is from Austin Bechtold, City Limits. The reported offensive line today in practice. I don't know who he's getting this from, but he must have a mole that is willing to break training camp rules to give him information. Broderick Jones, left tackle. Spencer Anderson, guard. Zach Frazier, center. James Daniels, guard. Troy Fautanu, right tackle.
Be still my beating heart. Well, I can tell you who his source is. Common sense and his brain. Jeff Hathorn, I believe down there at practice covering it for us.
Yep.
Said Steelers offensive line work at practice, the stuff they're allowed to tape. Jeff put out a little video. Broderick Jones is on the left side of the video. On the left side of the line. I believe Austin just used his noggin. And you know what? Jack Buck, what did he say when McGuire hit 62? Excuse me while I stand and applaud.
The ultimate irony there is that Dan Morris probably coming off
his best game.
Yeah. He shut down Matt Judon.
Yeah, too bad, buddy. Can't wait for you to get that big deal you're going to get in the offseason.
You know, I'm going to look at that. I'm going to look at that as a broken clock is right twice a day.
And good. And you know what? If they're putting Broderick Jones out there at left tackle right now, they feel the same way ultimately.
Donnie, do you know what the breaking sex news is?
No, I'm very interested to hear that.
Boy, I thought of a lot of different jokes.
You guys don't know about this?
Big news in sex. No,
yes,
I don't.
Huge breaking news.
Huge breaking news.
Shannon Sharp went live on Instagram while having sex. He is now claiming the Instagram was hacked.
Well, that's a standby.
Dove Kleiman letting everybody know that Kleiman has access, but he will not be sharing the video for obvious reasons. So the video is out there, but
how
he is not
Dove
going to subject us to it.
Did he screen record Shannon Sharp having sex on Instagram Live? Yeah, you could screen record.
Well, then I'm guessing he did that. And he just
we are big
it.
On cock on this show.
Well, Donnie, what are you doing to me here? I did not say that right now. What the heck was that?
But you did say it at one point, and it got saved.
What a pull. Well, maybe I shouldn't
Where
have said
that
right
Where
there.
Do you have that saved so I can go delete it, please?
You'll never find it. You'll never find it. We hid that one good. I might have been involved with the file naming there to make sure you never
Let's
find
go around
it.
The room. Do you think it was an accident or not, Don?
I don't get how it is when those things happen.
I was hacked.
Like he's not the first athlete or first celebrity to have that happen. I don't understand how it is an accident when it does.
No, he's 56 years old. He wants people to know he's still getting it in.
You got to hit multiple buttons.
And yeah. So what happens? He gets hacked for this rendezvous, however you want to put it.
Mm-hmm.
And then he immediately gets control of his account back. Because if it was still hacked,
how would he?
If his account was still telling me, like, click here to buy this PS5 or click here to buy this laptop or something.
I'm giving $1,000 to the first 10 people who reply, hacked, had sex.
That's when an account gets hacked. Like when I kept getting the direct messages
from Instagram safety or whatever, or rules.
Yeah, telling me that I needed to fill out this form, and then
Madden's Twitter got hijacked by that for
months. And so did Bouchette, and he's never come back.
And I called that shot. I said, Bouchette's walking away into the sunset.
Yeah.
No, he did not get hacked. He wants everyone to know he's still having sex.
And is he now just concerned about the fallout? So he's saying plausible deniability, somebody accessed my account?
Why would he be concerned about the fallout? Unless the video was just only like 30 seconds long and it clearly captured the entire
Well, because,
rendezvous.
I mean, he works for ESPN and they might frown upon the fact that he's putting something like that out there from his personal account. Yes, they do. You don't think?
I'm just wondering, he's not a dumb guy. How would he think that it was okay in the first place?
If he just put that out there,
yeah.
you think he could just stroll into First Take the next day and be like, what's up, guys? What have you been up to?
What did you do on hump day? His producers are just like, hey, how are you, Shannon? How was the sex?
Intern Dom. At least Shannon Sharp is enjoying his Wednesday. I think that means he watched it.
In one video, a phone... This is awful announcing. In one video, a phone is placed face down on a desk or table while a woman is heard panting in the background. While the camera looks at the table, we can hear people engaging in sexual activity nearby.
Oh, so you can't see it. It's
an audio file, I guess. Theater of the mind? I don't know.
How do we know it was them and not somebody else or watching something? but he got hacked.
The man's voice does have a resemblance to Sharp's. At one point during the encounter, the woman refers to the man as Shannon. Well, you know, okay. I don't think you need to be Sergeant Joe Friday to figure this one out.
Well, we've had incidents where people in Pittsburgh sports media back when you could see likes on Twitter were liking inappropriate material and had to be told, like, hey, everybody can see this. And I think in at least one case that I know of, the person said, oh, somebody like stole my credentials and was like liking those tweets.
In one case I know, the person said, oh, thanks for pointing that out. I had no idea I was hacked. The same person was then found to be having the same problem with their likes months later. And I don't think they could go back to that well again.
That's rough.
If it was those devious hackers, they just really wanted to make that person look bad.
Remember when the Favre thing got out and everybody was like, man, he would have been better off
not posting that
if that did not become public information.
Yeah.
He seemed to rebound from that decently, but then the whole thing about him bilking Mississippi and then suing McAfee and Shannon Sharp.
Yeah. Now.
Maybe Shannon Sharp is really trying to get the last laugh on Favre. Not only did you sue me and lose, but look at me now.
Real bad guy, that Brett Favre, at the end of the day here.
Hey, I'm not going to watch this video, Scout's Honor on that. I swear to God I'm not. But I got to say this about Shannon Sharp. When he got fired off of CBS, I thought he was dreadful at that job. When he was doing the NFL Today, I never anticipated that he was going to have this second act in sports media where his career took off like crazy. I mean,
do you feel like he's much better at this version?
Yeah, I feel like he's gotten way better at it.
I would agree.
And I think getting away from Bayless has helped him too.
I think he used to try to talk way too fast when he was like doing the NFL Today. Like he would just, and now that he's like been coached or maybe just realized on his own, like you can slow down and just make your points much more forceful.
Like, didn't that Cat Stevens interview he did get like 100 million views?
He made like an amount of money that is almost unimaginable to people like me and you off of one video. Cat Stevens sings like the song Fathers and Sons. Cat Williams is a comedian.
Did you know the difference there, Don?
I did think when you said Cat Stevens, I was like, I thought that was the old singer.
Okay. It is.
So that's not the guy he interviewed.
No, Cat Williams, comedian.
And what's going on with Cat Stevens? Is he still with us?
I think Cat, his name's now like Yusuf Islam or something. He converted.
It's 3:30 on a Wednesday. That means it's time for a weekly chat with a man that was all over my TV last week, Thursday night, Chiefs and Ravens, then Friday for the Eagles and Packers, and then again Sunday night for the Lions and Rams, and giving all the information on injuries and the Tyreek Hill situation and whatnot. And he is back with us now, Mike Florio, brought to you by JP Roofing and Siding, your hometown roofing expert. All right, Mike, it is going to be, or it's looking like it's going to be Justin Fields Sunday in Denver. This latest Steelers quarterback controversy, your thoughts on it? Do you think it's now Justin Fields' job to lose?
Well, first of all, the fact that it's looking like it's going to be Justin Fields this week really tells us last week it was never going to be Russell Wilson, even though he traveled and he was in uniform. If he's so clearly not ready now, unless he aggravated again, and that hasn't been reported, he was never ready last week. And I think this is a perfect opportunity for the Steelers to let Fields try it out. And if it works, you just keep going. And if it doesn't, it's not like you benched Fields. Russell Wilson's healthy. So this is an opportunity for the Steelers to kind of have it both ways. Because I think they do believe Fields is the better option long term. He's more than a decade younger. He fits what they're trying to do offensively better. They just need to work on some stuff like, you know, throwing the ball accurately on a consistent basis. But I think this works out perfectly for the Steelers to ride Justin Fields as long as they can, flip back to Russell Wilson if it's not working. And, you know, as long as TJ Watt's healthy and that defense plays like it did on Sunday, and the fans show up like they did and took over Mercedes-Benz Stadium, that they're just going to keep winning games.
Mike, I agree with you that Wilson, health-wise, was probably never really close, and he was the third quarterback, which further underscores that. But he had, from his camp, it leak out before the game. He felt like he was good to play, and he lobbied them to play. And so that's clearly what he and his people want out there.
And then reportedly pouting after
right,
the game.
Reportedly, according to Mark Cabali, one of the Steelers beat writers, that the normally ebullient Wilson had what I think Mark called a scowl on his face after the game. This is supposed to be his Super Bowl against the team that paid a lot of money to make him go away. If he felt like he was good enough to go last week, whether that was rooted in reality, how much of a problem do you think they could have on their hands if he doesn't go this week?
Well, he can scowl all he wants. What's he going to do? What's he going to do? They got him under contract at $1.2 million. This was the problem. When he decided he was going to stick it to the Broncos and make them pay all of his salary because they owed him $38 million fully guaranteed, but for the $1.2 million, the league minimum that he got when he signed with the Steelers, I remember saying this at the time, although maybe I didn't, but I remember I did, that the problem with this for Russ, if he's not the starter, that's a hell of a deal for a veteran backup. And why would the Steelers even consider trading him to a team where he could go and play if the starter has a season-ending injury? Why would that even happen? And given that his reputation is a little bit on shaky ground after 2 years in Denver, what can he really do? What can he do? He fired that cannon. It's a one-shot cannon last year when he got benched in Denver. So that's a problem for Russ. But here's the deeper reality. He's seeing his football mortality pass before his eyes. And this is it for him. Because if it doesn't work this year, if he doesn't play this year, and if he plays and doesn't play well this year, no one's going to hand him a starting job next year. And I think we could see him out of the league next year, because most former franchise quarterbacks, when they slip into the perennial backup years of their career, they just tap out. Very rarely do you see a guy like Joe Flacco just take a paycheck wherever he can get it because he wants to be around it, and maybe because he's got too many kids in the house and he just needs to get the hell out. But for Russell Wilson, I don't know that he would accept that. So I think it's a stew of emotions, but you know, if he's not 100%, he's not 100%. And I can understand why he wants to play, but 100% Justin Fields is better for the Steelers than less than 100% Russell Wilson.
Mike, the Steelers games against their little brother, Cleveland, later in the year, we know how the NFL put all those North games for the Steelers into the back half of the year. Do you think Deshaun Watson will be the Browns quarterback by the time we get to Steelers and Browns for the first time?
I remember when everybody was losing their minds after the schedule came out that the Steelers don't play division rivals until week 11. I said, wait a minute, look at the three quarterbacks, Lamar Jackson, Joe Burrow, and Deshaun Watson. History tells us at least one of them is going to be injured by the time we get there. And the Steelers are going to be better. You don't want those three teams out of the gates. You want those three teams later. With Watson, I don't know if they're going to bench him. My guess is there's a greater chance he gets injured. And I hate speculating about a guy possibly getting injured.
How about his legal issues?
Yeah, what about that? Suspension.
I think that whatever the NFL does, it won't be resolved this season. I don't believe it. It in theory could happen. Here's what will have to transpire. The NFL has to decide, after investigating the situation with this new lawsuit, number one, we're going to try to get a suspension to Deshaun Watson. Number two, they're going to take it to their internal court where Judge Sue Robinson, who suspended Deshaun Watson last time around, would have to decide whether or not this new incident is worthy of suspension. And at some level, I could see the union arguing aggressively, hey, NFL, you had your shot 2 years ago. Anything you knew or should have known about then is what should have been brought then. It's too late. Kind of like double jeopardy. You had a chance to know about all these cases, and just because this one wasn't filed doesn't mean you shouldn't have known about it. I'm sure that'll be an issue. So it's a road that has multiple steps, and I wonder if everything doesn't get done before the end of the season, gets finalized after the season, and if he is suspended, and if he didn't disclose this case in writing to the Browns when he signed his contract, they can void his guarantees and they can cut him. That's the move that many Browns fans are hoping is lurking
wow.
in this thing that may have just like fallen out of sky, manna from heaven for the Browns to get out of $92 million that they owe to a guy that they'd probably like to move on from.
Mike, record-breaking week one ratings across the NFL, despite like some pretty putrid games, if I'm being honest, quality-wise. What do you think it is that has the league this popular this early into a season where they're doing crazy numbers, even though most of the quarterbacks can't hit the broadside of the barn this past week?
It doesn't matter. Football's back, and we'll take anything. We're starving. There was the old Eddie Murphy bit. If you're starving, you eat a cracker. Say, that's the best damn cracker I ever have. Is that a Ritz? Like, we just want football. And you see what they're doing more. They found the Friday night window that they're able to use first Friday in September, pluck games out of that cluster of 1 o'clock Eastern kickoffs on Sunday and put them in standalone windows and get big numbers. And I think we're going to see that trend continue, because when there's a football game on, whatever it is, people are going to tune in and watch it in prime time.
Mike,
and it's unbelievable how it works for the NFL.
Mike, I always marvel at some of the opinions you have on situations about the way the NFL is covered and reported. And I want to use yesterday, your website, compared to what other people did with Tomlin. So Tomlin said he's preparing Justin Fields to start. He never said that Justin Fields is going to start. He said he's planning on it. And yet, most of the big insiders, I'm going to name one in particular, Ian Rappaport, went as far as to say, Russell Wilson out, no revenge game against the Broncos. It'll be Justin Fields. ESPN sent out a notification like that too. Do you think that that's them jumping to conclusions? Do you think that their insiders are hearing through back channels that it's definitely going to be Fields and they're just reporting it differently? Like, how were Tomlin's words twisted to such a degree yesterday by many people who cover the NFL at the national level?
It may just be there's so much stuff going on right now. People are making assumptions, and sometimes they make bad assumptions. And, hey, look, I think back to the Christian McCaffrey stuff from last Thursday. I was so freaking busy. And I trust my gut instinct, and I know it's easy for me to say this now, and if it was somebody else, I'd be saying, he's just saying this now. When I saw the designation last Thursday, calf plus Achilles, where the Achilles is this new thing, I started thinking, this guy, we may not see him Monday night. And I regret that I didn't have the time to really drill down on it. And I don't know that I would have gotten anywhere, because they did a great job of keeping it quiet. But I think some bad assumptions get made. And yeah, we know with the Steelers from history that it's not official until it's official. And Mike Tomlin said enough yesterday that the door's open. But I think as a practical matter, it's not going to be easy for Russell Wilson to get ready to play.
Mike, if you want a 5-star tailgate for the backyard brawl, I can give you a location. But my guess is you're just going to watch it from home.
When's that game start?
3:30.
When's it start? What time?
3:30.
My flight's at 3. But I can swing by the tailgate. I'll bring some pepperoni rolls.
There you go.
Boom.
Mike Florio, everybody.
Boom.
See you, Mike.
See you.